From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The American Union force in, African Union force, I should say, in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Al-Shabaab's official radio station said 43 Ethiopian troops were killed in the attack and that the base was destroyed. But a local official says the attacks failed, and witnesses say government troops are in control of Halgan. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It has also frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Surveillance video shows the gunmen were disguised as businessmen wearing coats and ties. Eyewitnesses say the Palestinians were sitting at a restaurant when they pulled guns out of their bags and started shooting. Isaac Herzog is the head of Israel's opposition Labor Party.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona, to show that life continues as usual, and we will not give up, and we will never be deterred by terror.
The army says it is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday left at least 22 dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's military bases. This is VOA News.